The Austin Daily Drop starts in 30 seconds and is generously supported by Austin real estate rock star Tony Trungale of Elite 25 fame, who also does great things for buyers, sellers, and also prospective Austin home builders alongside Regions Bank with an array of construction to permanent programs offering the convenience of a one-time closing and professional guidance during the construction lending process. That way you can focus on the fun part, which is the design and details of your new home. Reach Tony by email to find out more. Tony.Trungale@Regions.com. That's an email to Tony Trungale at Tony.Trungale@Regions.com. Thursday, January 20th, 2022. This is the Austin Daily Drop. Thanks for finding us. I'm Chris Mosier. Stand by for news. Starting with local COVID stats as usual, what appeared to be a slowdown in the rise of our new COVID-related hospitalization average coming out of MLK weekend has been followed by another sizable spike as of last night, up to yet another all-time new record high of 128.9. That's the number of patients being admitted to Austin area hospitals every day, averaged over the last 7 days. Discouraging for sure. Local schools continue feeling the impacts alongside hospitals as several announced temporary closures this week. KUT says Pflugerville ISD will suspend classes on Friday and next Monday due to staff outages. KITV adds Liberty Hill and Granger ISDs, which are closed today and tomorrow. Community Impact says Austin ISD administrative staff have been filling in as substitute teachers lately amidst its staffing struggles, including the boss, Superintendent Stephanie Elizalde. Subs continue to be in high demand at AISD, and their pay rate has been recently increased to attract new candidates. And UT is also ramping up efforts with a new testing site for returning students who are due back on campus on January 31st. KXAN says that'll bring the number of sites on the 40 acres from 3 to 4. A significant Arctic front has arrived in Austin, as you may have noticed. It was 79 yesterday around 5 p.m., and it's 35 out there now as I'm recording this morning and continuing to drop. National News noticing. CNN says some parts of Texas have dropped from 80 to a freezing ice storm situation in a little over a day, being felt especially up north, but wintry mix is possible as far south as Corpus Christi with this one. Fox 7 says TxDOT has been out treating and monitoring roads in the Austin area for potential hazardous driving conditions. Definitely watch those bridges and overpasses today. All of this, of course, bringing back uncomfortable memories of last February's winter storm and energy disaster. If you're feeling confident that the lights and heat will stay on this time, you'll want to know that the Texas Tribune says the pipeline company Energy Transfer LP has threatened to cut off fuel supplies to the biggest power generation company in the state, Vistra Corporation, over an over $21 million debt owed from the natural gas price spike during last February's freeze. Vistra has appealed to the Texas Railroad Commission to intervene. The good news is this cold snap should largely be behind us by Friday afternoon. Weather forecast is coming up at the end of the podcast. Latest on the Bastrop wildfire, Austin American Statesman says that all the nearby residents asked to evacuate on Tuesday have been allowed to return home, and the fire is at 58% containment as of last word. There's concern that winds whipped up by the cold front could present a setback, but also hope that precipitation might be helpful in fighting the blaze. Law enforcement is asking the public to stay off Texas Highway 21 near the site of the fire as much as possible to keep the roadway clear for firefighters. Meanwhile, CBS Austin says that while the Rolling Pines fire was started by a prescribed burn breaking control, ultimately forest management is a team effort and no one particular person is likely to be blamed for the wildfire. Three law enforcement and crime-related items to share this morning. First, from KXAN, that man we told you about a couple of weeks back who had rammed a garage door at Nile Maxwell Supercenter with his car and then patrolled around the dealership with an AK-47, Kenneth Paynes, has been arrested after being at large since the incident on January 3rd. Secondly, from KVU, the San Marcos police officer at the center of a fatal crash near Lockhart back in June of 2020 that claimed the life of Jennifer Miller of San Marcos has been fired. An open container of beer was found in Sergeant Ryan Hartman's vehicle at the site of the crash, but he was only cited for running a stop sign. Miller's partner, friends, and family have been lobbying for justice ever since. San Marcos City Manager Bert Lumbrera says Hartman has been terminated for sustained misconduct related to dereliction of duty and insubordination. And finally, Fox 7 says a transient murder suspect wanted for a fatal shooting last month has been seen in the Riverside and Pleasant Valley area in southeast Austin. Photos of Christopher Isaiah Martinez are in the link at the show notes. Austin police are seeking help from neighborhood residents in tracking him down. Coming up, bunch of food news as a basketball legend brings his bird to the ATX. Local biscuits get a big high five, and a new pizza map shows us the good pie around town. Plus, a Texas football rumor moves towards reality, an old school Austin live music legend's possible revival, and yet another high watermark for Austin real estate. All coming up in 30 seconds after a quick thanks to Tony Trungale, good friend of the podcast, our very first sponsor, and a rock star in the real estate game. You may know from his work with Elite 25 and also with Regions Bank, where Tony oversees construction to permanent programs. These are loans designed to help you out if you're looking to build a new house in Austin, Texas. They feature a one-time close without a second set of closing costs, loan amounts up to $2 million, and no prepayment penalties. Lots more to learn from Tony Trungale if you are looking to build. You want to email Tony at tony.trungale@regions.com. That's tony.trungale@regions.com, and more on that is coming up at the end of the podcast. Sticking with real estate for one from Culture Map here, adding to prior coverage of an 11th straight new record high in sales volume for the Austin residential real estate market. Further info from the annual report from the Austin Board of Realtors shows that prices hit a new record high as well last year in a whopping jump of almost 31% year to year to an average of $450,000. Total single year sales volume for 2021 just short of $23.4 billion. Another one from KXAN on Gary Patterson, recently departed from an almost quarter century run as the head football coach at TCU. While still not officially announced by UT, national sports pundits are saying Patterson is joining Steve Sarkisian's staff at Texas in an off-the-field role as assistant to the head coach. Patterson is the all-time winningest coach at TCU, and during that time very much had UT's number. Under Patterson's guidance, the Horned Frogs beat the Horns in 7 out of 11 matchups. A legendary live music venue may be returning, but the neighbors aren't especially excited about it. Story from the Austin Chronicle says a developer working on the site where the Austin Opera House once stood wants to bring it back, but faces opposition in doing so from nearby Travis Heights neighbors and also the Austin City Council. Willie Nelson was the owner of the Austin Opera House, or Opry House as its regulars called it. It opened in 1977, and over its 10 years saw appearances by Stevie Ray Vaughan, B.B. King, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Eagles, and many more, including many, many Willie gigs, before closing in the early 90s. Nice rundown of the history of the Austin Opera House and the current situation at the link in the show notes from the Austin Chronicle. Let's get to that yummy food news. Eater.com has yet more fried chicken coming to town, this time from NBA legend Shaquille O'Neal's Big Chicken chain, which will open an outpost in the soon-to-open Moody Center on the UT campus. This will be Big Chicken's first outing in Texas, adding to the original shop in Vegas, a store in Glendale, California, and several other arena outlets and ghost kitchens. Also from Eater.com, a nice rundown and handy map of 19 great pizzerias in Austin. If you're a fan of good pie as I am, you want to check it out for pizza you may have yet to experience here in Austin. I've had most of these, but I do need to check out Tony C's, Giovanni's, and Possum Pizza, which I presume does not contain actual possum, though I'll try anything once. Congratulations are in order to Bird Biscuit. Also big on the bird and the biscuits, Austin 360 says they've been named one of the top 10 restaurants in the entire country by Yelp, and also happen to be the only Austin eatery to make that cut. They're giving away 100 free biscuits today to celebrate, but chances are strong that by the time you're hearing this, they are long gone. Austin weather, very cold out there right now, and again, a chance of icing on roadways with an accompanying chance of precipitation, but it's not going to last. We'll see a high of about 37 today, an overnight low tonight of about 29, but sun will break out tomorrow morning, and we'll get up to about 49 for Friday. Nice mild weekend on the way, highs in the mid-50s expected Saturday and Sunday. And that's the Austin Daily Drop, y'all. I'm Chris Mosier. Links to all these stories can be found in our show notes at austindailydrop.com. You'll also find there recent episodes of the podcast that likely include stories you haven't heard yet, so please do have a listen back. Thank you so much for your time. Stay warm. We will catch you again tomorrow morning. Support for the Austin Daily Drop comes from Austin real estate guru Tony Trungale, our very first sponsor and thus a pivotal investor who's been huge for the early success of the podcast. Tony's known for his work with Elite 25, Austin's premier association at the tippy top of our town's real estate professionals, and also works alongside Regions Bank on just about every financial aspect of buying a home, selling a home, and also building a home. If you're looking to build, you want to get with Tony to check out Regions Bank's wide array of construction to permanent programs that allow builders a one-time closing and help from professional construction. consultants throughout the construction lending process. Loan amounts up to $2 million, fixed rate and adjustable rate mortgages, interest rates locked before the build begins, no prepayment penalties, and more. Building a house in Austin might seem a difficult prospect, but there's no better way to smooth out the often stressful financial part of it than to work with Tony Trungale, a great friend of the Mosiers and a vital supporter of the Austin Daily Drop. Email Tony for all things building and for more on Elite 25 too if you're looking to buy. Tony.Trungale@regions.com. That's an email to Tony.Trungale@regions.com.